If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. But well-known Norfolk chef Richard Hughes is definitely not coming out of his kitchen at the Assembly House, which he calls his playground. I caught up with him a few weeks ago to find out about how he got started and what he's up to now. I'm here today at the Assembly House Cookery School, in this very plush, well-equipped cookery school, which is very impressive, and here with Richard Hughes. As well as the Assembly House, Richard is a very busy person, so I'm absolutely amazed but delighted to find that you're here today, Richard, and got some time for us for a bit of chatting.
Yes, yeah. We have a new menu in today. We have all sorts of things happening today. But yeah, that is my life.
That's the norm. Well, I want to begin by asking a question from one of our listeners, and that is, what first inspired you to career?
It's very odd because I was born and brought up in the Fens, Christchurch, a little village, Christchurch, and Wellney, down a market, all around there. And my mum was a very good cook, but you know, when you read chefs, they always say, oh, they were inspired to cook. To be honest, my main drive was, I was always quite ambitious, not quite sure what I was ambitious for, but if you know the Fens, you will know that there's very little to do there. You have two options, really. You go on the land or that's about it. And so really the temptation for me was to try and move away from the Fens, and I got myself a job at Great Yarmouth when I was 15, and at that stage Great Yarmouth seemed like Las Vegas, you know, but it wasn't a case of running away from home, you know. I had a great family life.
And where did your career get started?
Literally, when I was at school, I went to Heriwood School in March in Cambridgeshire, and I wrote to 30 hotels across the country, just picked them out. My dad had a tiny little travel guide, and I picked them out of there, and I was lucky enough to get an apprenticeship at the Imperial Hotel, which is on Great Yarmouth seafront, with the Mobbs family. Now, more by luck than judgment, they have always had a great track record of taking apprentices on, and they've gone on to many things. So a number of the restaurants in the county are all headed up by ex-imperial people. So I went there when I was a very green 15-year-old and stayed till I was 23, and the Mobbs family were very good to me, and not only learnt me to cook, but they also taught me to grow up as well, really.
That sounds like a good start.
Yes, it was.
So tell me about the Assembly House. We've all recognised the big changes here.
Yes.
What was the idea?
Well, we've been involved here now for 8 years. We were approached by the Trust to come and have a look at it, because it's sort of a varying history up and down over many, many years. Just a phenomenal building, really. So we've been involved here for 9 years. It's only really the last 4 or 5 months where I've been here full time, but it's just a beautiful building, and possibly when we took it on, it sort of fallen off a lot of people's radar. Everybody who comes and say, oh, we used to come here, you know, we used to come here when I was a girl, or we used to come and have our exams here, or the cinema, but nobody was really using it a great deal 10 years ago. I'm not saying it wasn't a good business, it was just sort of been overtaken by so many, like the Forum and things like this, and we just wanted to get as many people through the door as we possibly could. It's been a long, slow process, you know, with support of the Trust. You know, all the main rooms have now been refurbished. We now have bedrooms here. We have 11 bedrooms, which are absolutely beautiful. Genuinely the best bedrooms I think you'll find in the county, virtually.
I had no idea.
And they were in a part of the house that wasn't open to the public. That was office space and the old kitchen. So over the years, we put a new kitchen. The first thing we did is put new loos on. They were the most important thing. Mm. And just tried to get a bit more happening in the house, really. And we now regularly serve 2,500-3,000 people a week here. We do 300 afternoon teas a week. On a weekend here. It is remarkable. But it's been quite hard work.
But I don't know how you fit it all in.
Yeah, it's a juggling act. I love it because no day is ever the same. We opened the cookery school up here 3 months ago, which has gone phenomenally well, which is what I love, to be honest. I love to teach people who, you know, everybody who comes there is really enthusiastic about food. And I've got a nice young team in the kitchen who are very enthusiastic. And that's what it's about, really. As we always say, you can have the plushest building and the nicest surroundings and the most expensive thing, but if you haven't got enthusiastic people, you're finished, really. I mean, that is everything. But yeah, there's certainly plenty of things happening here and plenty of things in the offing.
And you won an award here?
Yes, we've won a few here. We won British Cookery School of the Year when we were located out at Brundle. But here we've just won East Anglian Hotel of the Year, and we've only had the rooms for 12 months, so that's very, you know, very, very pleasing. We won Front of House Team at the Food Awards. So yeah, we keep plugging away at it, yes. We've always been supporters of local produce and local suppliers and farmers, you know, from day one. Nowadays it is very fashionable, you know, it's the dumb thing, but we've been doing that for 25 years, and part of that is, you know, I was asked to become patron of the Norfolk Food and Drink Festival, which is now one of the biggest ones in the country. So June we'll be demonstrating at the Forum, we'll be done the Raw Norfolk Show demonstrations every year for 25 years, which is always fun. Obviously there's the articles in the EDP, which we've done monthly for 25 years. Goodness. So yeah, it's we just like to promote local food.
I want to know what made you stay in Norfolk. I'm sure there's riches in London.
Yeah, I mean I have done work in the past. I mean, I worked up in Cheshire, a very grand hotel called Rookery Hall, which is up in Nantwich, and I have done some work. I did a few months at the Ritz, but I think you'll find everybody, and this is a problem for chefs, but they often go to London and they always want to come back. They always say everybody returns to Norfolk. I love it here, you know. I appreciate the customers. Yeah, we've got very supportive customers here, and it's very exciting to be cooking in Norfolk at this time.
Well, talk about exciting. It's a novel idea to me to find out that you've got the restaurant at the Norfolk and Norwich.
Yes, yeah. I mean, there's sort of an advisory capacity there. It's something we've been involved in now for nearly 3 years. It's quite difficult, you know. I go there sort of once a month, sometimes twice a month, and you just try to influence the menu and things like this. But it's master, you know. They do, even just patients, they do 800 four times a day, you know. And then you've got the staff canteen and the visitors, and you get all walks of life there. So it's you know, sometimes you can put something on which you think it's a lovely dish, and everybody just wants the chips, you know. It's a bit of a balancing act, but I really like it there. Everybody involved in the hospital, it works incredibly hard. You know, if we can just help a little while, you know, once a month on there, and the team like it. Because, you know, we're just trying to do more fresh food there, really. Fresh food, in essence, is very simple to cook. And I think sometimes, you know, you go there in July and they've got a stew and dumplings on, and, you know, you just think, well, so, you know, we're just trying to move it along a bit. It's still very much a cafeteria style. They've spent a lot of money on doing it up. And I don't think we're ever going to attract people there. You wouldn't choose a hospital to go to eat in, would you, really? Literally, we won an award there last week, which was an initiative where people, if they're well enough, they can get out of their beds and come down and eat in the restaurant with their family and friends.
That's nice.
Because even if you're in hospital, often there's no reason why you have to have your lunch or your tea in bed on a tray. Do you know what I mean? If you can get up and about. And also, if you're in the bed, the only thing you have to think about, really, is what you're going to have for tea, or maybe your visitors come along, you know. And I just think it's so important there. It's not easy by any stretch. It's a difficult environment to do that, but I just think if you can just brighten up a little.
I admire you for doing that.
You know, there are times when I think, you know, or I take on too much, but you just have to balance it out a bit, really. Obviously here the main priority is to look after customers here, but I get bored very quickly, and I will say.
So have you got any more ambitions?
Always trying to get involved in things. I will say we have sort of pulled our horns in a bit. I mean, at one stage I was co-owner of the Pig's Pub at Edgefield. We had the Lavender House, very successful restaurant for many years. We're just in the process of selling that. I think the Assembly House is so big, and there's so many different things you can do here. It's almost, if I'm honest, it's a bit of a playground here. So we had a pop-up cinema here last week. We reinstated the Nevers. We're going to do some work on the afternoon teas, you know, so we can do themed afternoon teas. And Christmas is, you know, we want to do that bigger and better this year. So it's pretty much contained here. At the moment, no, I don't. I think I've got enough on my plate with the Assembly House, if I'm honest.
A very busy but happy chef, Richard Hughes.